We are learning Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the two dots of approximately 8 or 9 lines from the top. We had in the Mishnah Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon. If you say, you give a get, and you say, Yemutaris Chol Adam, besides one person, it's a Shaila, if it's, you said Amanas should marry that person, or it's Chutz, you said here, you're everyone besides that person, it's two Pshatim in the Machlokes, like we saw in Daf Pei Beis, either Chutz or Ba'amanas, but in any case, Rabbi Eliezer allows a get that makes her mutl chol adam and usher to one person. Rabban argue. Now the Gemara will come here and bring a bunch of kashrus on Rabbi Eliezer and see if we have an answer to that. So the Gemara, Tana Rabban, la'acha petirasu shel Rabbi Eliezer, after Rabbi Eliezer was nifter, nichlesu arba zekanim lahoshvat varov. Four zekanim, four tanoim came and they had kashrus on Rabbi Eliezer shita. Eluhaim, these are the four zekanim, the four elders, Rabbi Yisrael Aglili, Virab Tarfoin, Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya and Rabbi Akiva. And they each had a kasha on Rabbi Eliezer. So then Rabbi Tarfon v'Amar. Rabbi Tarfon had a kasha like this. Harei shehal chazu, and the Gemara is going to explain afterwards all these kashas, explain if it's going on Amanas or on Chutz, and if there's a kasha on their kasha. Rabbi Tarfon got up and said, v'Amar, harei shehal chazu, v'nisis la'achav shazeh. We have over here, just give a name just to make it simple, that the husband gave his wife a get, but you cannot marry Reuven. You can't marry Reuven. So what happens if this woman goes ahead and marries Reuven's brother, marries Shimon, Reuven's brother? She goes ahead and marries the brother of Reuven, because Reuven was awesome, and then Shimon dies without children. So now she falls to Yibum. She falls to Reuven, the brother. The problem is she's also to Reuven. Umeis play bonim. Lo nimtza ze oike dovim na taira. Isn't this oike dovim na taira? Halamata shenze krisis. It must not be a get. The Torah would not give a get. Say a get works in a case be oike dovim na taira. And this get has a power in it to be oike the din of Yibum. That was Rab Tarfin's taina. And even though yesterday we spoke at something about if you get married to another person, maybe it falls off, we're going to talk to the Gemara will be over here on that. But Rav Tarfin says, that's the taina. L'chari, this is oikudav and atari, so it can't be a krisis. Nena basically l'vamar, heicha metzinu also ozer, umutu ozer. Basically, that's a different taina, Rabbi Yezer. It says, when do you find that this isha is also to Reuven and mutu to the rest of the world? How can this thing? Is it again or not again? Usually, if someone's also lekarl, va'mut lekarl. So, what kind of thing is this? That halfway mut, halfway also. Halamata she'ain zeh krisis. It must not be a krisis. That was the second taina of now the other taina, the zokin's taina. The third taina. Nenu Rabbi Elazar Azari v'amar krisus is davar kairis beinoy libeino. Krisus is something that separates the two. Here they're not separated. They're still missing a separation because the Gabi Reuven. She is still married. She's also to Reuven. Halamata, she ain't a krisis. It's not a good krisis. And Rabbi Kiva came with the fourth tainah. Rabbi Kiva will have two tainas. Nena Rabbi Kiva Amar. Let's say this isha goes ahead and marries someone from the shuk. She's allowed to marry to everyone. The 99.99% of the world she's allowed to marry. She marries someone. Bahayla Bonim, she had children. And she got divorced, or her husband died. And she goes ahead and illegally goes marries this Reuven. Shineshulav, that was really also on her. Loi nimtza get batul b'nei mamzerim. It turned out that the get wasn't good in the first place. Obviously going with Amanas, like we've seen in the Gemara later on, that the get was given Amanas, you don't marry Reuven. Here she goes ahead and marries Reuven. Could be a chutz, but as I said, we're going with Amanas, obviously. Rakir is tining on the tainah that Peshat was Amanas. Rabbi Eliezer, we had two Peshat and Rabbi Eliezer, either chutz or Amanas. He's going on the tzad that Rabbi Eliezer said by Amanas. That's good. And the cash is, it turns out over here, you have nimtza get batul b'nei mamzerim. Holamato she'ein zeh krisis. So must be it's not a krisis. Before we see davar, I just want to speak out for the oyam listening is that any kashas you have, wait till the Gemara finishes the whole amud because the Gemara will go through every single step of the four. And also, if you walked in late, also you'll get it. Also, the four zakenim's taina. Now, Rakiva's one taina was that if she goes and marries someone, she has children. Then she goes and marries this guy that was also to her. It turns out, Abilam Afreya, batul b'nei mamzerim. Davar achar. Another taina is harei shoyezeh shenesra olav koyin. Another taina, and this taina I'll give you a sneak preview is beyond the chutz taina. First time was amanas, and if it's chutz, I have a different taina. What's the taina? Harei shoyezeh shenesra olav koyin. Let's say this Reuven was a koyin, Okay? He was a kohen. Umeis ha-megarish. And the megarish who gave this get, harei ha-mataris cha-adam, besides Reuven, died. Loi nimtzis amona etzloi ve-grusha etzel kol-adam. L'maisa we know, in such a case, let's say that's the case, then he would be considered a mono to Reuven and a grusha to everyone else, because klape Reuven, he never had a get. It was a mono. So a mono it's like a grusha, it's a galadon. V'kavachayimah. Uma grusha she kala. So what happens like that? In this case, what would be halacha Reuven? Would Reuven allow to marry this woman after Megarish dies? No. You know why? Because he gave a get, but the get wasn't chal gav Reuven. Reuven gav Reuven, there's no get. Because we said besides Reuven. Chutz, Reuven. But still, it won't be. You won't be able to get married. You know why? Because reich get. It's the reich get. It's a divorce to 99% of people. So Zogar Rekiva, it's a kavachaimer. But kavachaimer, my grusha she kala. It's only isalav asura atz reich get v'shul tzad gerishin shaba eishes ish shehi chamura eishes is chamur lekolshkein. So of course, no one in the world can marry her because if she's eishes klapi Reuven, let it be reich of eishes ish. Halamata shein ze krisis. Again, everyone's asked the kasha. When a kohen's different, the gemara will ask the kasha. Akapanim halamata shein ze krisis. That's not a krisis. Akapanim. So we had the amount of tainus. I'm going to speak it out outside just to everyone to get a klar. We had over here five tainus. Four zakenim, and we keep out two tainus. Taino number one was Rav Tarfa's taina. He said, "What do you mean? If you marry Reuven's brother, so then it comes out you're not going to do Yibin Reuven because he married Reuven. So how can it be a good get?" Another taina was that L'chaira here is a case where it's Asur L'zeh, Mut L'zeh, it's a little shver. It's Mutter to the whole world, Asur Reuven, that's very shver. The third taina was that it's not a complete krisis. And the fourth and fifth was, where Kiva says, first of all, if she lands on marrying that person, it could turn out that the person she married in between with kids will be Marzerim, because I could get my Freya. And the second taina was, just like I have Reach Get, Klape Reuven, if the Megarish died, Reuven would not be able to marry because Reach Get. So therefore, no one should be able to marry her either because Klape Reuven should say the same thing. Say, because the Tzad Eishish makes problems. So Amar Rava, so Amar Lam Rabbi Shua first. Amar Lam Rabbi Shua, Eima Shimas Rilach Amisa. All these tainas were after Eliezer died. Eima Shimas Rilach Amisa. Amar Rava, he says, you have no taina. You can't, you don't have the answer. What do you want from him? He's not alive. You can't have a taina. Omer Rava, Lekulu Isla Pircha. All the tainas of his kingdom have a kash on it. Levar or Lezavar Mazaria. Besides Lezavar Mazaria, Lezavar Pircha. Lezavar's taina was that it's krisis. It's a chasar and krisis. So his taina has no taina. But all the other ones we can answer up, and we'll see how. Taina Mahaki, Om Rav Yasi, Royan is Divri Rav Lezavar Mazaria, Divri Kulan. Rav Yasi Taka said, I see the taina of Lezavar Mazaria from everyone's taina. And now we'll get into each taina. So here, if anyone has any shara could bring it out, I have to go each one. We'll go over Tarfim first, then very segulili, then all the different zakenim. Omar, Nenner of Tarfim v'Omar Harei Shaholchazu v'Nissas la'Ochiv Shozeh. Her Tarfim's taina was like this: this Isha goes and marries Reuven's brother Shimon. Remember that they gave a get, the husband gave a get to the Isha, says you can marry everyone starts with Reuven. She went ahead and married Shimon. Let her marry Shimon. Now, Shimon dies without children, so she falls to Reuven, she's also to Reuven. So he's being oikodav minatayra. Let's read it inside. Shimon dies without children. It turns out there's a guy who gave a get, oikodav minatayra. And it can't be the Torah allows you to give a get, it's oikodav minatayra. Freitigmar oiker? He's being oiker? Was he oikodav minatayra? All he did was give a get, chutz mish Reuven. He was not oikodav minatayra. So tomorrow, no, I mean like this. Elamas the lack of dov minatayra. Tarfas taina was you're making a tanai lack of dov minatayra. Freiter amasna mi kamalei lo yisagel lo mitzvah lachuo. Did you say you have to marry Shimon? I didn't say you have to marry Shimon. So when I give a get and say you can marry everyone besides Reuven, I'm the oikah yibam minatayra. I never told you to marry Shimon. It's not like maybe it's a gairim. So masna mi kamalei lo yisagel lo mitzvah lachuo. The who gavra? They tell you you have to marry that brother. Ella goyrim lakadav minatayra. What I mean to say is, it's goyrim lakadav minatayra. So Gemara says, goyrim, is that a problem? Ella miyata, bas achiv lo yisa. A person should never marry his niece. Why? Because he marries his niece and he dies without children. She won't be able to even to her father. So maybe you shouldn't marry your niece. Tarot says, not worry about that. Shami alorim is a goyrim lakadav minatayra. So you're not worried about that. That's the pircha. This Rabbi Tarfon had a taina that you're being goyim lakadom and a taira. I have a pircha. You find it other places. That's not a taina on this get. Now the Gemara says, which Rabbi Eliezer was a tiny again. Remember, we had Rabbi Eliezer, two versions of Rabbi Eliezer on Daf Pei Beis. Ba'arichas Gedoyla, two versions. Either he's going on Chutz or he's going on Amanas. Two ways to learn Rabbi Eliezer. And remember why Chutz works for Rabbi Eliezer? What the Gemara's Rasha was by Chutz? So two pshatim. Either the Isha Grusha, Me'isha Lo Yekach, is Mavuya that it's still a get, even just Me'isha, or from V'yatza Me'beis, V'halcha V'yisla Isha Acher, must be even to one Ish. That was Pshatim Le'ezah V'hol Chutz. That's Pshatim Le'ezah. And Amanas Pshat was, because Me'da V'kol T'nai Ba'alma. Two pshatim Rabbi Eliezer, why it works. So which one, which Rabbi Eliezer is Rav Tarif and Tining on? Zok the Gemara, Uvemai. Which one are going on? Ilayim B'chutz. If it's B'chutz, that means like this, that he said, you can marry everyone chutz me Reuven. It's a get chutz me Reuven. And then, what's the case here? She marries Shimon, right? So Mar's cash is like this. Ilayim B'chutz, Misha Shari Rabbi Eliezer. He's not allowed to marry Reuven. The Tai went to the Braisa. Moide Rabbi Eliezer, B'megarish es ishtoi, V'omalah, someone's begarish's wife, he says he can't marry anyone besides Reuven. And she went to marry someone else. And she lost her husband or she got divorced. Why? Because why? Because now, once you get married, so now you have a new ishus. So once you have a new ishus, the first ishus is automatically mufka. And therefore, you'll be married to Reuven. The only reason why you ask the Reuven is, like, you're still married to the original husband. Once you marry someone else, that's your new husband now. It's your new husband now, you can't have two ishus at the same time. So then anything he said is over with, then you taka mutter. So in this case, you taka mutter to Reuven. So Ella must be Baal Manas, the Rabbi Eliezer of Baal Manas. The Rabbi Eliezer of Baal Manas, there is a Tanai. Tanai could still be enough to marry someone. A Tanai was, why? Because it'll be both my Freya. You have it, here's a get, I'm not going to give 200 zuz. So you can marry eight people, if you don't give 200 zuz, the get was a chal. Here also, you said, I'm not going to marry Reuven, whenever it is. So the night works.
You said once you get remarried, the
right. Right. Right, 100%, beautiful. What was it with Tanai? Here's a Tanai that works for my Freya. Works for my Freya, nothing to do with anything. So what? You have a Tanai, you give 200 zuz, you can't marry that person. Let's do it. It's a Tanai, huh?
And why is chutz different?
Because chutz, it was something missing in the actual get. The get was like this. A chutz means like this. I give me a get, but you're still married to me on 1%, just to Reuven. You're married to me. So there, if you marry someone else, you can't be married to me. Finished. So that's the end of it. Here's nothing to do with it. Here it's supposed to be a get with a tanai. The get was a complete get, completely severed, but you're missing a tanai. If you oike tanai, works my freya, it wasn't a get. That's the problem, like the more we say, So El Baal Manas. So his tiny was a case of Baal Manas. So there was his tiny being Oikadov Manatira with Yibum, and we had a kasha from Bas Ocher. By the way, anyway, the Elam probably had a shver. What's Moider Rabbi Eliezer of Megarish Ishtoi? Moider Rabbi Eliezer, who's he Moider to? The Rabbanan hold that Chutz never works. It's not like a Moider Rabbi Eliezer. It's Taisis on Olam Beis. It's printed. It's supposed to be on this Gemara. There's a Moider Rabbi Eliezer on Pegimon Beis. Taisis says, Taima, Laman Moider. The Rabbanan Pliga, Lalla, have a get. It's not like Moider. He's Moider that's Moider to Reuven. The Fidu Rabbanan, you're Moider to no one. It's not a good get. The Taisis asked the Kasha. Akapanam, that's the first Zokin's tying over here. Now up the next Zokin. Nen Rabbi Yisai Glili V'Amah, Heicha Matzino Asa Lazeh, Mutter Lazeh. Rabbi Yezgi Taina, Rabbi Eliezer, I don't know what you're talking about. How can you be mutter to the whole world and also to Reuven? Either you're also to everyone or mutter to everyone. Hey, come and see also to mutter also to Kyle, mutter Kyle. Either you're mutter or you're also. What's going on there? Faith of Rabbi Law, you never heard of something like that? I'll tell you a few examples. Truma v'kachim, sh'asur lezeh, umutar lezeh. Truma and kachim are also to all the Israelim and Levim. Truma is also and kachim. And to Kaharim is Mutter. So you see, you find such things, Mutter Zev Aser. Such a thing is someone exclusively Mutter for them. Zog them or no, I mean like this. But it's the Isha come here. By Ishus, there's no thing, no such thing as Aser Zev Mutter Zev. Figure no. By Rei Arayis, all the Arayis, a brother, sister, it's only for the brother and sister, not for everyone else. Zog them or no, by Ishus Karmina. Means when a Kedushin asers, it asers for everyone. It can't only ask for some people. Freit the Gemara, Hare Ishus Ish. Is also to everyone else and mutter to the baila. So you see that so each is mutter to baila. So you find something like that. So the Gemara, that's the pircha. Hainu pircha. It's talking a pircha on Rab Yosi Aglili's taina. That's the pircha. Uvemai. Now what was Yosi taining on? Ilema ba'almanas. If he was talking about the Rabbi Eliezer of Almanas, hare hutra etzloi biznus. It is mutter to everyone. Because Zok the Gemara, that if he holds Amanas means Amanas Shaloi Tenasi Laplaini, he shouldn't marry Reuven. But it doesn't mean there's any ishus to Reuven. No ishus to Reuven. It's the ishus to Reuven. It's a tanai, a manash loy to nasa leploini. Should marry to ploini. So that can't be a taina also zemut zayis. Taka mutter to everyone. You have a tanai, you shouldn't marry that person. But if it's nasa mutter, no iser arayas. What?
This is mutter.
This is mutter, yeah. Mutter as the ishus, yeah. 100% mutter, yes. As the ishus, but there's no ishus on that. So as mutter is there, it's mutter equally to everyone. Is mutter as the ishus, but it's nus. Maybe there's a different issa. Maish will tell us what the issa is to marry our Kedushin, but that's, you know, that's for the Bekiyim. What the issa is to marry our Kedushin. It's big shayla. If you're Kaddish, not, Maish will give it, explain that. But that's what they mean to ask. There's nus. But it means like this. But there's nus means here that clapping the ishus of the husband, there's mutter. Ella, his taina was in the case of chutz. Chutz, which means that there's missing and they're still married, they got that. That's his kasha. Also, that went to Zah. And that we have a pirach of ishus. So we spoke out yesterday, a toisvis that says, Ba'al manasseh, mutter was nus or not. And we said, we'll speak out the raya. The raya is Miss Gemara right here. The raya is Miss Gemara. But some say it's not a raya here. Maybe because we're going on a case where you say a manash loy tivoli. But you say a manash loy tenasi. Say a manash loy tivoli tenasi because it's different. I am Tosfos there. But upon him, this is a raya that I Tosfos that says, Ba'amanasi, mutter was no. So far, we spoke at both Zakenim's taina, Rav Tarfa's taina, Rav Yisak Lili's taina. And we said what the pirch is, and we said what's going on. And now we move along, we go to the next one. We're not going to go, we're skipping Elazar ben Azariah because that one is no pirch on. We'll go to it soon. Nena, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Nena, Rabbi Kiva, Vamar. Harei, Shehocho, Zuba, Nisus, Lacher. Rabbi Kiva says that, Vamar, Harei, Shehocho, Zuba, Nisus, Lacher, Menashuk. Vahoyla, Bonim, Menis, Amlo, Nisgarsha. Rabbi Kiva says, have a time like this. Let's say she went ahead and married someone in Shuk. She's allowed to do that. Vahoyla, Bonim. And she had children, and this armlor and this scarsha, and then she her husband died from the second marriage after she had children. But Omdav Venissus Zan, she goes ahead and marries this Ruvain, who she was also to, Shinesha love, loin him to get bottle b'nei mamzerim, and she caused b'nei mamzerim. So that's terrible. So it can't be gishah get. Frank Demara Yachi, but cool if I am an army loy tenasiv. Any tnai, you shouldn't ever get married because dim loy mekayim all the time. You won't mekayim them. It's a get bottle of an amazerim. So Demara, hainu pircha. That's the pircha. Every tnai you can say the same thing. Even a tnai to give it $200. Don't make sure tnai because maybe she won't give it. She'll get married, have children, then won't give the money. I'll be an amazerim. So Frank Demara. Now Umay, what's your kibbutz going on? Ilem abechutz. If we're going on a case of chutz, where you said chutz Reuven, so mishra shari Rabbi Eliezer, let the whole just taka mutter to Reuven after he marries someone else. The Tanya, moidar Eliezer, megarish is ishtoi, v'amal areyam tereshcha adam, chutz aplein, v'halk of this is lach, I went to marry someone else, echem ha-shok, v'sam ha-skarisha, shemuteres l'zesh neshulav, ela must be ba'almanas. It's going on a case of almanas. So what's the Gemara saying? It must be almanas. Why? Because if it would be chutz, so then, if it be chutz, then you would be mutter to the other person. So you can ask a different kasha. You know what a different kasha is? If it's chutz, even if you're not allowed to marry Reuven, still it's not a kasha. It's still kiddush on a kasha. Because there's no b'nei mamzerim case. If someone gives a get besides Reuven, and it's a chutz, it's not almanas. The halacha is, it's a complete get, just not legabe Reuven. So you're not allowed to marry Reuven, that's all it means. It doesn't mean a get for mamzerim. So I know why Rabbi Kiva is going almanas, because he says b'nei mamzerim. They freak the mashal. The Mashah, Ayin Chom, the last is Kasha, the Chayra, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Mashah is the Kasha, Blay B'Shah. The Mashah says that the Gemara is saying, wants to say the same time like the Gemara before, said, I'm really like, really? That's the Gemara born in this price. Akabonim, that's the Taina. Adova Acher, Kiva, another Taina. Harei Shoy is that Shnei Shalav Koyain, if this Reuven was a Koyain, Umeis HaMegarish. Now, remember here, you gave a get besides for Reuven. So Reuven, Kavi Reuven, they're still married. And then he dies. So she's mutter to Reuven, because even though Reuven is a Koyain, Reuven's not marrying a Grusha, she's not a Grusha. But what do we say? There's a reach again. Davach, a reach is a reach of Koyin. A mace of Garish. Loim tish amona etzloi v'grusha etzikol adam. And still we say, it's also to him because she is a grusha guy for other people. The kavachar, ma grusha she kala, which only is a lav. Asura mishum tzai gerish in Shabbat, she is also to him, to the Koyin, because of the gerish of the other people. Eishish chamur le kol shekein. So the question is, what are we talking about? Which Rabbi Eliezer? Ilim ba'al manas by a tanai on top of Ombeis, Pegim Ombeis, Harei Grusha, Etzloi Beznos. There is a Grusha by a tanai, there is a Grusha Etzloi Beznos, because the Gav is Nos, there's no Isser. So she is a Grusha, so there we understand, it's not a Rech get, it's a real get. Ella must be going Bechutz. So So this time is going on a case of chutz. They were saying he's completely married to her, Klapi Reuven, and Reuven should be able to do it. It's only a reach get. So here's the kasha that Mordechai is asking him for. Rabbi Akiva, ichutz svirlei. If your relay is going by chutz, lois of chutz. V'amanas svirlei. If you hold that relay is going by amanas, lois of amanas. What do you have two kashas for? So Rabbi Akiva shmielei. Rabbi Akiva heard the igadom achutz. Some learn Rabbi Eliezer by chutz. V'igadom amanas. Some learn by amanas. So man do amachutz. Hi pircha. If you hold chutz, what's the pircha? The pircha is reach get. Which is Pircha Ba'amanas? Hi Pircha, the Pircha of Merem Avzerim. My Pircha, what is the Pircha on this Taina of Reach Haget? Ineim Issekuna Shiny. So now, we had two Tainas Rabbi Akiva had. If it was Amanas, he had a Taina that her children were Avzerim. That we answer back? No, every Taina should be like that. On the Chutz, the Taina was that it should be Reach of Eish Yisish. So Gemara says, I have a Pircha on that Taina of you, Rabbi Akiva. It will say Issekuna Shiny. It says, no, it's not Shukup Taina. Inay me Issekuna Shiny. Harav Lezer Nami me Issekuna Kamaisla. We said before, what's the Rav Lezer's Makar that Chutz is a good Kedushim? For Isha Grusha me Isha Loyakach, which is by Kahanim. He doesn't care about saying Shani Kahanim. So this is a good Taina Rav Lezer from a case of Kahanim. He doesn't say Shani Kahanim. Harav Lezer Nami Issekuna Kamaisi. Lay. So the more no, Rav always says that everyone has a Pircha. He learns that pshat in Rabbi Yezer is not because Isha Grusham Isha. It's the other pshat. And that is not a kayin. So that's not shani, no taina there, kuna shani. So upon him, we were zeichet to get through this Amud Gemara, the, all the pirchas on all the five different tainas, and what's going on by Amanas or by Chutz.